At the bottom of all local stories published on Barry Today, readers have the option of submitting feedback. Here's a snapshot of what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. November 25th letter. Group questions MPP's methodology behind SCS survey. The survey sent out from the CMHA and SCS applicants for the first proposed site was just as biased with the same type of questions: leading questions, loaded questions, double-barreled questions, using absolutes in questions, and not being clear. I questioned that myself, never heard back, and they based their supposed support on those answers. Those kind of questions on any survey certainly are blatantly biased, so never give a true result. Shame on all of them that do this. Pat N. November 24th. Historic train engine could remain parked in Midhurst through donation to museum. The railway played a large part of Barry's history. It belongs, fully restored, on a section of rail in front of the restored Allendale station. Brian C. November 23rd. City Council peppers county officials with questions about housing during budget talks to do with housing shortage in Barrie. I believe one of the big mistakes is letting people from the GTA buy up houses, condos, etc., and thus putting prices up and people from Barrie no place to live. I tried for 8 months to find a house, condo or apartment for a couple living here, and to no results. They had to go to Newmarket in an apartment to rent. Barrie needs to find, build housing for Barrie residents only. I'm at the age where I would like to sell my house and move into a condo or seniors residence, but cannot afford it, or even find any place in Barrie. Why should seniors, in particular, have to move out of our hometown, and lose our doctor, dentist, friends, church, etc.? And, we're the ones that have helped build this beautiful place. Gail W. Everything King. Set a reminder to get reminded this whole diatribe is just ridiculous. Intelligent people are able to keep track of things that affect them. In my opinion, business can't operate with people like the above. The government should quit reminding people when things come due. That would save a lot of resources, and maybe they could get on with doing something useful. Not bagging the purchases. What are you doing when you are watching someone else bag your purchases? The cost of someone bagging one's purchases is just passed back to the consumer. The bagger is not working for nothing. This society is becoming much too entitled. People think that it should provide one with whatever they want with no effort on their part. In my opinion, a large number of people are becoming lazy and losing the ability to think. Also, in my opinion, this article reflects that perfectly. Vince M. Get those vehicles off the streets again tonight. City plows will be out. Where are the bylaw officers? The vast majority of residents ignore the posting. Brian C. Councillor pushes again for more shelter options outside the system. It's a pity Ms. Harris isn't running for a second term. She represents the kind of voice on council which Barrie needs. Peter B. November 22nd. Flap over, polarizing, thin blue line flag leads to student suspension. Planned protest. Would he have been suspended if he had been flying a BLM flag? Ian R. On top of the divisiveness that this presents, and I generally support police, it is defacing our flag. Not allowed. Pat N. Despite trimming capital budget, funding for proposed performing arts center unchanged. Meanwhile, the boondoggle called the Pratt Center, ex-Maddie, sits empty at the Five Points. Why do we need another performing arts center? I am a big supporter of the arts, but this decision makes little sense. Brian C. Column. Leisurely stroll in the woods ends in disbelief. I used this trail all summer with no issues. Likely the reduced traffic enabling thieves. I wonder if we will come up with a shield for catalytic converters or something to deter this. Cameras in the parking area would help for everyone's safety for now. Zap B. Outdoors. What sets us apart from all other living things? While they may not be stories, per se, some species must pass on something of their past to the next generation somehow. Migration being the first thing that came to mind. Some species repeat the migration each year, thus teaching the next generation, while others only migrate once, lay eggs and die, but somehow the next generation knows what to do. Just a thought. Pat O. November 21st. Mystery holes evidence of attempt to build shipping canal in Georgian Bay. This is a fascinating story. It is also a cautionary tale of Canada's ability to dream big, but failure to turn our dreams into reality. The history of the Rideau Canal clearly illustrates this. Colonel John By, tasked with construction of the canal, decided early on that he must make the lock chambers larger to accommodate the larger ships of the future. Remember, this was 1828 or so. Not long after completing the canal, he was accused of unauthorized construction expenditures. Although exonerated, his engineering was never properly acknowledged. He died just 3 years later. Today, we recognize his engineering feat and admire the result, which has continued to function for almost 190 years virtually unchanged from his original. Peter B. November 20th Council trims capital budget for next decade to keep taxes down. Question and concern I have is, will inflation drive the cost of these proposed capital projects beyond the cost of borrowing the money today and therefore proceeding with them now? Rick W. November 19th Public School Board taking cautious approach about returning to regular semesters. A return to regular semesters, 4 classes per day for students, would be better for students and teachers, and would have minimal or no effect on COVID measures. Retired teacher and sometime supply teacher here, the current system is too taxing on kids and teachers both. Time to return closer to normal. Steve K. Berry Police needs to be more inclusive and reflect community, says internal report. I do applaud the Berry Police Services for taking action to improve representation. I would merely advise them to focus on equality of opportunities versus equality of outcomes. Also recognizing that boots-on-the-ground roles differ greatly than administrative management roles. It's not easy to balance, but what caught my eye in the story was the reference to able-bodied. As a person using a wheelchair for most of my life, I would not accept anything other than a fully able-bodied officer in most emergency situations. Just like we would expect the strongest and fittest when force is necessary. Having the right life skills, and eagerness to serve the community in a far too frequent dangerous environment, are powerful credentials. Ingredients that go further to bolster a strong police force. Just some public input. Keep up the good work. Colin W. November 18th Group calls on councils to demand federal intervention in Bradford Bypass, Boondoggle. The bypasses certainly bear a distinct election campaign odor. Since the aim of one of these bypasses is to funnel traffic from Highway 404 onto the 400, I foresee a considerable increase in traffic through Barrie, particularly on Friday and Sunday afternoons. If there have been studies, they have not been made public, certainly not to Barrie residents. Peter B. Letter. Busby Center looks to clarify, several false statements made about facility rules at shelter are not being followed. Dan W.